'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. You hope you don't have mice, but it's nice. You took a shot, came the next day, an exterminator came, took care of it. But anyway, the stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. I love the hanging of stockings. It's my favorite part of Christmas. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. Well, not all the kids. Some had visions of Britney Spears dancing around with her belly button jumping up and down. But some had video games in their head. But there was that crowd that had sugar plums, and that's what... We're into the sugar plums, danced in their heads, and Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. We were sleeping there when out on the lawn there rose such a clatter. I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. I went to the window. I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. I don't know, not too many windows have sashes anymore. My window in the Bronx had bars. You couldn't quite throw the things up. But in this story, they had a sash. In 1822, the sashes were quite big. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below. Write such pretty words. When, what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer? I thought I was hallucinating, but there they were up there. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came. They didn't say reindeer, they say his coursers. That's like a reindeer. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came. And he whistled and shouted, and he called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen. I knew a Vixen in Cleveland, I'm telling you. There was a time that it's not appropriate. Right, back. It's... It was a whole other thing. I'm doing it again. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen. Oh, Comet, on Cupid, on Donna and Blitzen. A name you don't hear much, Blitzen, but it rhymed good. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves before, the wild hurricane fly when they meet with an obstacle and mount to the sky. Otherwise, he would have went right into the house and crashed. And nobody likes crying reindeer around Christmas time. No good. So, mount to the sky it went. So up to the housetop, the coursers they flew with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. And a police car went by and said, "There's a guy on the roof there in a red suit. It's either an episode of Survivor or could be a drug deal going down up there. I don't know. They're carrying on up there." But then they said, "Oh, it's St. Nicholas." And they drove by because they like St. Nicholas too. Police love him. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound, zoop, right down the chimney. Now, chimney's a little tight, you know. I mean, Calista Flockhart, zoom, you know. Sarah Jessica Parker, zoom. But this is a heavier guy, you know. So he was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. He was too big for the chimney. He got filthy coming down this chimney. You know, you wear white and red in a soot place, you get soot on you. So he came down. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. He had all these presents and all. He had gone shopping. And he went there, and I guess he followed Winona Ryder around and got all this stuff because he had it. And I was worried. Anyway, he looked like a peg leg just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses. His nose like a cherry. I had an uncle with a nose like a cherry who once fell into the fireplace. I remember that Christmas a long time ago. But he was cute. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. Now, this was a long time ago. Now in the North Pole, there's a sign that says, no smoking here, you know, and the little elves have to run outside for a cigarette outside the building, and little elves smoking like this in the cold. It's not a pretty sight. But in these days, it was okay. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and his smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. Beautiful poetry. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He laughed a lot. He loved Mark and Brian. They made him roar with laughter. He was great. That's why he laughed all the time. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf. And I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself. Again, a little chubbier than politically correct today. He had a Weight Watchers card stuck in his hat there. But at those days, he was a jolly old elf, and we loved him. A wink in his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. Because it was a little scary. This guy comes down your chimney in the middle of the night. You know, all the nuts going on out there. You got to be careful. The old days, a guy came down your chimney. Oh, how nice. Now, 911, 911. Guy came down my chimney. So times have changed. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk and laying his finger aside on his nose and giving a nod, boop, up the chimney he rose. He was in, boopity-boop, and out he went. Gone. He sprang to his sleigh. His team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. Now, we all have thistles around, you know, and sometimes you blow them and it blows away, you know, so it's very pretty, like the down of a thistle. Not a sentence you say a lot these days, but it was beautiful. And then he went, but I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night, 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 night. He went up in the distance. And he went. Thank you. Can I stand up? Yay!
Whoa. Gary Marshall.
Thank you. Man, just, hey, you have a good crowd. Thanks for happening.